dragons can't stop them, if Dothraki and Unsullied and Northmen can't stop them, how will our armies make a difference?
This isn't about noble houses. This is about the living and the dead.
Then I intend to stay amongst the living.
You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
So like Britney Spears, I've been kidnapped. What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
Hell of an intro there, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
I liked it. It's like topical, I think. There's some kind of show, right?
I think there's some kind of big battle coming up.
Dragons and shit.
Something people have been waiting 10 years to see.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into that. But first, we're going to talk about Casually Late, my favorite podcast. We're going to play that. I love that show. I skipped an episode on accident. So we did an episode on April 10th with Michael. So we're going to play a Casually Late from that, and then we're going to play one from last week.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. I hope it's more stimulating than rugby.
It's going to be 20 minutes of Casually Late. Oh, God. All right, let's go, Chris.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by the comic strip Garfield. That cat hated Mondays.
Me too.
On last week's episode, Michael Harper was the guest, and things got buck wild almost immediately, starting with QT iced tea chat. Michael Harper explained his method for QT iced tea, discussed different flavors, different sweeteners, and then had the gall to not bring any QT iced tea to his gracious hosts. He then went on to question Casually Late, this very podcast you are listening to, and wondered why someone would spend every week recapping the previous week's episode of the Casually Lit Show.
Because we're awesome.
One has to ask oneself, is it that difficult? The boys then move on to discuss troll jobs and different ways in which people might troll one another for easy, cheap thrills. Guest Michael Harper discussed sending Planned Parenthood paraphernalia promotional items to his religious family.
Yep.
Again, not a stand-up guy. Jason then gives us his medical advice of the week. This week's medical advice from Jason, don't eat the bar nuts.
Oh, yeah.
The boys then move on to discuss barrel aging and the different ways that brewers and or distillers will barrel age things, hearkening back to a previous conversation of barrel-aged creme de menthe. They then go on to discuss video game soundtracks, specifically Metal Gear Solid and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and then go on to discuss peanut butter.
And jelly.
There's a trend, I don't know if you've picked it up yet, of topic food. Topic food.
Topic food.
Topic food. Again, Michael Harper is on and things go buck wild. Is the beer market saturated? Jason Tyree asks our special guest. And then we go on to discuss beer names. Well, it's been a wild one, and I hope you've hung on long enough for this week's joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
And this week's joke of the week goes to Brody, who calls Chris's Instagram a black hole.
Oh, shit.
It was pretty good. It's good construction. Good timing, a little bit under the wire, but a great joke. Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper, and again, we're hashtag triggered by Chris.
That was much better.
So that was the one before I was on, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and now we've got the one that you were on right here. We're excited about this.
I'm kind of scared, to be honest.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by Nice Couches. Nice Couches.
Oh, no.
Aren't they nice? This week, we had Jared on. Jared was our special guest. Jared is a former host of the Tyree Radio podcast show.
Never heard of it.
And in the beginning, it seems the boys are obsessed with rugby. They continue to bring up rugby and mention rugby. For what reason, I don't know. Jared then goes on to discuss his role in the Cthulhu Facebook group as a moderator and explain further what the Cthulhu Facebook group is. Then the boys go on to discuss DC versus Marvel and this new movie that's coming out. In their conversation about nerd things and movies, they also mentioned spoilers. And maybe this should be a hashtag reactive trigger or reverse trigger. But there are a lot of spoilers in this episode. We're just going to go ahead and dig into it. So for the next 30 seconds, spoiler alert.
He's gonna
All this is happening.
He's going to spoil
For instance,
something.
Rhodey spoils Spider-Man and says that Spider-Man kills someone.
What?
Chris spoils The Watchmen by saying that it's a comic book. Jared goes on to spoil Spawn and says that it's coming out soon. Jared also spoils something about an actor named John Leguizamo and says something about how he plays a role on his knees. Rhodey goes on to spoil Metallica and says that I Disappear was after Fuel. I didn't know that. Jason spoils who's married to the actor who plays Jim on The Office. Something else we didn't really know. Chris spoils the tough, smart Pilsner. Jared spoils where he lives. Jason spoils the meaning behind New Main's logo. Yep. And Rhodey spoils hazy IPAs. Oh, and then, spoiler alert, Jared spoils Empire Strikes Back and says the bad guys win. This spoils the fact that that hadn't happened before in the movie.
God damn.
That's the end of this week's spoiler alerts. Just want you to be aware. Now, Jared then goes on to pander to Jason by discussing his hatred of barrel-aged beers. It's recursive because it happens in a conversation about pandering. Pretty good bit. So now that the dirty work is done, let's move on to joke of the week. This week, joke of the week goes to the little back and forth between Chris and Jason.
Oh, good.
Where Chris mentions that his password was the only one. His MySpace password, that was the only one. It was a pretty good bit. It was a good back and forth. There was something that Rhodey said that he wanted to be joke of the week, but it was just, it was disgusting. And we're better than that.
We're better than that.
We're better than that.
Is he?
Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper, and as always, we're hashtag triggered by Chris spoiling things.
All right, so much better than where we started out at. Lord, that was tough.
But I want to learn more about basketball or a different sport this time, not rugby.
Well, you know, the best part of it was, too, is like we did spoil a lot of things that weren't, notes were not a lie. Not a lie at all.
If you're getting Empire Strikes Back spoiled, you might want to reevaluate your life, right?
Just, yeah, exactly.
You might want to. That's still funny, though. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a good job, Casually Late. I'm not used to listening to 7 minutes of Casually Late.
Yeah.
So now my brain's like, oh, are we just going to do commentary?
Podcast.
We just do commentary, yeah. We'll just commentate his Casually Late. Anyways.
Talking Casually Late.
As you can tell, we've got Jared back.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good, except for Britney Spears got kidnapped. I'm just going to keep making... I don't really want to talk about that. I'm just going to keep making that jokes peppered in.
I mean, I must have missed it because I was at work today. Or what happened? How did she get kidnapped? She didn't get kidnapped?
She checked herself into a mental place, and a bunch of fans said that her parents did it, and she was kidnapped.
Well, her dad says her mentally unstable dad was keeping her locked up in there.
It's so crazy.
That's
so weird.
So she had to go on Instagram and give an update, but she did look like shit. She did look like she was kidnapped. Her face, she looked pretty bad.
Has she done anything lately? I know she's had a lot of mental health and the issues in the past, and she just, you know, at least she's getting help. I mean, yeah, thank God.
It's crazy.
I also like it how the official medical guy on there on that little clip was Dr. Drew.
No, he's like the celebrity star, like the doctor to the stars. Like, he gets them all into these programs and like, let's sort you out for $4 million.
Right. Dr. Drew, I will save your life.
I used to love that, what was that, Loveline?
Oh, that was so good.
It was so awesome.
Was he on that yet?
Oh, yeah. He was Loveline and Adam Grohl.
Adam Grohl. I knew. Yeah, Adam.
And so the funny thing about Dr. Drew is every time he's on there, like, there'll be somebody who'll come on the phone and talk to them for a while, and they'll be like, this was going on in my life, and I'm in an abusive relationship. And then Drew's like, immediately is like, were you ever molested? And they're always like, yes, by a family member. And he's like, yeah, I can tell.
You sound like Michael Jackson.
So, yeah, they always have that high-pitched voice, like baby talk almost. And you're just terrible. Like, oh, God. And that's a real dark, dark show. I couldn't watch it. I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. Celebrities, and it's all motionless. There's so much mental. Like, I'm so mental. Selena Gomez is mental. Britney Spears is mental.
Demi Lovato.
Justin Bieber's mental.
Affleck's mental.
It's like,
everybody's got problems.
Yeah. It's just so weird. It's like, what? So somebody had body issues, and I was like, every teenager has body issues.
I think that was Demi Lovato that had the body issues.
Body dysmorphia.
She had the body issues, then she had the drug problem.
Heroin.
I look in the mirror and I go, yep, I got body issues. I better go do some push-ups.
Yeah.
And then I don't.
Speaking of crazy things happening to celebrities, did anybody else see Ariana Grande got hit by a lemon?
No.
What?
So she's walking out on stage, right? Okay. And like, you see like these two dancers go out and they like split the stage and like go across it. And then she comes out in this big elaborate outfit and a bright yellow lemon just nails her right in the head. Oh. And then she just goes right through it. And they were like, we don't know if this was intentional. But the fact that it nailed her like right in the head right when she walked out, definitely probably intentional.
Oh,
dang.
Lemon not soft either.
Pap. No, Pap. Not at all.
She the one that did the thing with NSYNC at Coachella?
Yes.
Because I did watch that and that was pretty cool.
What'd she do? Did she sing with them? Or just,
yeah.
Okay.
They did. Basically, she played Timberlake's role.
I thought that's what she did. I'm sure.
Because Timberlake's like, I'm too busy and too famous and too cool for all you guys.
Well, he's off like producing everybody. Like,
yeah, he was on tour for, I didn't even know he was on tour. I was like, I don't even know you had a new album. Sorry, bro.
He had an album, and then he also produces and writes for Halsey and stuff like that.
Huh.
So he's a busy guy. He's not just doing his thing. He's doing everybody else's thing.
He slowed down on the movies, didn't he?
Doesn't have to. I mean, he doesn't have to work anymore. I mean, you're that rich.
I liked him in movies. I did like him in Alpha Dog. That's like the only one.
And you're married to Jessica Biel. I'm not mad at you, bro.
What was that movie with him and the Bad Teacher?
Bad Teacher, yeah, that was hysterical with Cameron Diaz. And
yeah, what else?
Jason Segel.
Oh, that, dang it. He was a hacker. Ben Affleck was going after him. I can't think of what that was.
Never saw that one.
It was decent. Yeah, I actually owned that, bought it on accident.
You liked it? You're like, oh, it's pretty good.
I was like, it's fine. I've only watched it once. Can you, when you only watch a movie once, are you allowed to say that you love it?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
I think a movie you should love should be a movie that you could literally put on in the background just to hold the place of noise.
That makes sense.
Was it Changing Lanes?
No. That's Ben Affleck.
That's Affleck and Sam Jackson.
Samuel Jackson. So you have to look up Justin Timberlake.
Well, it's on your Google search history, right? Yeah. It's not on mine.
Hey, I was all into that NSYNC and all that business.
Yeah.
We watched that zombie thing on Netflix this weekend.
Which one was that?
The new one. I can't think of the name of it. It wasn't very good.
No.
Just another zombie disaster thing. I'm like, I'm worn out with that whole, the world's going, it was going fine, you know, world's normal. Ah, zombies, and everybody goes crazy.
There's a new movie coming out with Selena Gomez and a couple other people in it, too. Like, a whole bunch of other names. I think Tilda Swinton's in that, too. And it's going to be really good. It's another zombie. And Adam, what's his name? Kylo Ren.
Adam Driver. Driver, you were right.
Yeah, he's in it. He's like the town sheriff, like the deputy.
Oh.
And they're like in a small town in the mountains in there, and there's like zombies going around. And they're like, they're prepared because it's like redneck country.
Don't die dead.
Is that what it is?
The dead don't die.
The dead don't die.
That's the name of this movie.
Yep.
Oh. The dead don't die.
Yeah, that's the one I want to see.
It's got Bill Murray in it, too.
Yep, he's the actual sheriff of the town, so nice. I think that's going to be hysterical.
Yep, sign me up for that. The name of the Justin Timberlake movie was Runner Runner.
Oh, okay. So Tilda Swinton was in there. Okay, I got that one right, thank God.
I want to see that. Oh, and Chris is on the IMDb, and it showed the Cobra Kai thing, which season one of Cobra Kai was pretty phenomenal, by the way.
Was it actually
good?
I loved it. So I'm going to watch season two this weekend, along with all the other things to watch.
Which Cobra Kai and Miyagi-Do.
So I went into it with zero expectations and came out at about 75-80%. I was like, we'll watch again. It's kind of told from the bad guy's perspective, which is a new.
It was an illegal kick.
The crank kick?
Yeah, it was face. Isn't that the problem? Like, isn't that one of the issues? He was mad because he got kicked in the face. And it, like, ruined his professional fighting career because I got kicked in the face.
Yeah, and the show, they kind of try to show you why he was a bad guy, you know? They try to show his parents were abusive and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I hate when they do that just because it's like, oh, you got to feel sorry for the bad guy. It's like, Marvel does that with every single villain they have.
Agreed.
That's their biggest problem with the movies. And it drives me insane. I'm like, I just want a guy to be bad and be like, I'm bad. Why? Because I am.
Because look at me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was the funny thing that really kind of threw me off about the original with the Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet stuff was originally he was just looking to murder people.
Yeah, and he wanted to bang death.
To impress death and get laid by death.
I'm going to bang death.
It wasn't like there was no, hey, I'm doing this or I'm doing this just because I want to save the world and, you know, everything is finite and we need to, you know, make that work. Yeah. Nope, didn't happen.
Bang death.
Yeah.
No, that's how it should be sometimes because I just get tired of that business.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But yeah.
For story purposes, I understand it.
And yeah, the movies, though, they make every single bad guy have some sad reason of why he's bad. And the Spider-Man.
Kylo Ren.
Oh, yep. Vader. No, yeah, Vader because his wife died. Oh, my wife died. Now I'm evil. But you kind of killed her.
You know, one of my favorite things about...
You kind of did that.
That, and maybe you could, like, coincide with me on this one, was the fact that, you know, the way that Padme comes popping down, like, the thing, she, like, prances down. She's like, Anakin, no, don't do it. But, like, if anybody who's, you know, Caitlin was pregnant. I mean, you know what it's like. I mean, if this would have been real life and how it would have been more realistic and believable, if she'd have come down waddling, pregnant with twins, being like, what the fuck, Anakin? I'm over here pregnant. You're fucking off with Obi-Wan again.
Killing like, younglings.
Like, yeah, killing younglings and shit. We got kids coming into this shithole. Like, that's what I really wanted to see. Like, just real pissed.
The youngling memes that are out there. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, they're hysterical.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. That movie, I don't want to, the prequels. Woo! Those are fun, aren't they?
They were terrible. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's fun to not think about them sometimes. And then you go back and watch them and you're like, the only good thing, in my opinion, still was Obi-Wan. Oh, Ewan McGregor did fine, I believe.
Oh, I think he did a great job. Yeah. I mean, he's the only redeeming quality of that one. I think the things they did with the Emperor fighting was kind of funny then, but they did it in, not Rebels, but Clone Wars, and it worked out great when he was flipping around doing things and whipping people's asses against Darth Maul and stuff like that. I think it just worked better as an animation.
Cartoon was good. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Clone Wars. I mean, I watched every season of it. No matter how, you know, it would come in that campy beginning, last time on Clone Wars, you know, that whole thing.
It's coming back.
Is it?
Yeah, on Disney Plus. When Disney Plus launches, new season of that.
Brilliant idea.
Yep, same actor, same everything. Super pumped. Yes. Disney Plus, we haven't even mentioned that, have we, Chris?
No. Great, another streaming service. Yeah, right. $10 for. Cable's got to be dead.
$7 a month, though. It's cheap.
Cable's got to be dead in the water here in a moment.
Yep. Yeah, I wish it was.
Well, the thing is like I'm paying for Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I'm paying for Stars, which by the way, you can now get Amazon. You can get Stars through Amazon Prime.
It's almost like
now I'm redundantly. I got to pay one off. I got to delete my Stars one and just use my Amazon Prime.
What'd you watch on Stars?
Gods in America or American Gods?
That's a pretty cool concept. I haven't watched it yet, but the trailers and everything, and I hear good stuff.
It's a super cool concept of the old gods versus the new gods and why they're doing what they're doing. Like, the guy, Mr. Wednesday, is actually Odin. And he's like, you know, you don't understand. Like, you know, we're a figment of the past. And whenever you start getting... When you start losing followers, you start becoming more human. Things start to suck for you as a god.
Nice. So, I haven't watched Lucifer yet. Similar to that, no?
Lucifer, actually, here's the thing. I liked Lucifer when it came out. I followed every season on Fox. I thought it was great. And then now that I think about it, they're on Netflix.
Yeah, it's about to get raunchy.
They can do
it's about to get raunchy.
Anything.
Yep. That actor's just had a big smile on his face, like, hell yeah.
All right, let's go. Because he's, I mean, he was already banging chicks on the Fox thing, but it was always like after or just before that never showed anything. I'm like, you can show whatever you want now. It's Netflix.
Yep. Netflix does not shy away from that.
No, they do not. And not only that, but even that the Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, surprisingly good series. Aubrey and I watched both seasons. I
haven't seen the second one yet.
And it's been redeemed for another three after this.
Ooh.
So good for them.
Yep.
The little girl from Mad Men is all grown up and super adult-like now.
That's kind of so crazy.
Weird. I had a whole episode dedicated to having sex and losing your virginity. And there was like no shame in it. They were actually shaming her for like being like, for being like, I don't know if I want to do it just yet. They're like, why not? This is what we look forward to.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Okay. It's weird.
Sabrina. And then all I can think about is Melissa Joan Hart and the little Salem cat. Like,
Salem. Yeah. And the crazy thing about that is Melissa Joan Hart came out and was like, that is definitely not our show that we're on.
It's like, you need to calm down.
So instead of what in the hell, like we would say, they say, what in the heaven? I'm like, because they all praise the Satan.
What the? So, oh, God.
Instead of God knows, it's Satan knows we're doing this for the right reasons. Like, weird stuff like that.
That is. Huh.
Could you imagine? Yeah, think about that. Yeah, like,
I'm not sure how to feel about that. Have you watched any of that, Chris?
No, but that's actually what they used to tell us to say back in, I went to super private school. Just not to say hello, to say heaven-o.
Heaven-o?
Yeah, because it has hell in the word. It was a super, super strict Christian school.
Oh, my God. I can't even. Like, there's some points where we just actually have to, you know, acknowledge that words can only hurt if you want them to. Like, come on, exactly. Grow up. It's not let's not get too hell-bent and stuck on words.
It was also one of the ones where if you got in trouble and you get swats, they would actually put hands on you and pray for you afterwards after you got the swats.
That is some sick, that's some Satanist-like things. I'm going to swat you for being bad at school, but then I'm going to pray over you because you got swatted and I feel bad.
So that happened to you, Chris?
Yes, it did. Twice, actually.
Somebody grew up with a fucking complex.
Is that why you have those marks on your back?
Yep.
No, those are self-inflicted. He's got a thing for that.
It's a flagellation.
Well, you know, I almost got...
say that three times fast.
Masturbation? What? No, I'm
flagellation.
I had a situation where I was in middle school and I kept getting written up for the dumbest reasons, you know, because we couldn't get away with anything. And finally, my principal talked to my dad over the phone and says, you know, I was wondering if you would allow me to paddle him. Like corporal punishment. And my dad's response was something I will never forget. And it was, why would I give you the pleasure? I was like, great. I'm going to go home and get my ass whooped now. This is going
to
be fun.
I have something to look forward to.
Let's see. What is it? Second period? It's 9:30? Yeah, this is going to last all day.
Yeah, that's nothing worse than wait till your dad gets home. Yay. So the first beer that we're drinking tonight, Jared's already had one. I'm about to take a sip. It is a Martin House. It's an Imperial Blackberry Sour Ale. Ooh, I said all that without stumbling. It's called Blackbird. Are we on video, Chris, or no?
Yeah.
Look, Blackbird, it's so pretty. Actually, really pretty can.
It was really pretty can. Absolutely delicious for a sour. You got a great taste of the blackberry in it. You're not losing anything in that sourness. In fact, you kind of expect a little bit of sourness with a blackberry. So,
oh, my God.
Is that not just amazing?
Wow. Chris. Wow. Holy da-da-da.
Actually, to tell you the truth, out of all those years that we were doing the brewery shows and we were going and checking those out, I think that the one who's come the furthest is Martin House's. Like, you know, they used to do a stout, they used to do an ale, and they were kind of, you know, rinse and repeat there for a while, but they've really opened up their game and just changed it. They're like, let's do this, let's do that, let's try this.
They do whatever they want to.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely delicious. I think it's really good.
That beer reminds me of exactly the Yoplait blackberry yogurt.
Yeah, this tastes like candy.
It's super good.
Yeah, it reminds me of that and like a warhead sour to it, like a blackberry warhead. That's really good too.
Yeah, that's not bad. It that IPA will crush it, or reversal. One of the two will crush the other one.
Yeah, I think I like the blackberry one because I'm partial to blackberry anyways. But this the other one that I'm drinking right now is the Liquid Paradise IPA. It is 7.8 by volume, and I really like it. It's called Voodoo Ranger.
Voodoo Ranger. Of course, IPA, it doesn't matter for me. I'm like, love all IPAs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we also, whenever the, I mean, when the, you know, the brewing market cracked and it just started overflowing everywhere, you couldn't throw a stone without getting a new IPA. And
nope.
We cut our teeth on it.
Nope, but yeah, this is like, it's like liquid candy. Good job, Martin House.
Yeah.
I also feel like if I was sick, this would be what my medicine tastes like, which is not a bad thing.
No, not at all. If my medicine tastes like that, I'd probably die of overdose.
Oh, man. But yeah, so this weekend is huge for entertainment people.
Yes.
I don't even know, man. Game of Thrones, it's a big battle, which I'm glad that a lot of people watch Game of Thrones now, because I don't even think it's a nerd thing.
No, it's not. The funny thing is I've talked to people in a bunch of different hospitals that I work in, and even the people who are genuinely into nerdy things love Game of Thrones, and then the people who never get into anything like that, who are like super sports fans or super something else, are like, oh, did you catch Game of Thrones yet? like, of course, you're at like, exactly 8:55 when it came out.
It's like, you goddamn... Yeah, no, it's not, and it's cool because you can actually talk about it, and I'm not saying hide your, that's where I was going with that, that's not the proper term, hiding my nerdiness, no, just like you can talk about it though and not have somebody go, what the fuck are you talking about?
What lame shit are you talking about now, Jared?
Did you guys see that? Like, but no, everybody gets it, we were all talking, everybody's like, got death pools at work and stuff, I'm like, this is insane.
Well, you know, invade too much here, but Cthulhu Anonymous has a big moderation thing about no spoilers. We talked about that last week. And one of my moderators is just so gung-ho about, like, he's kind of, like, he kind of lets certain things slide, especially if they kind of align with how he feels towards things. Like, he's not too into it, but one thing you cannot fuck with is Game of Thrones anything. There was a picture of the entire cast, and underneath it, it says, felt cute, might die next week. ?
Yeah,
I don't know. And then he pops up and throws that at me and at our group of people, and it's just like, hey, like, is this a spoiler? Like, and I went, no, Eric, it's Game of Thrones. That happens every week. Okay, yeah. Like, that's not a spoiler. It didn't say anything. Nobody leaked anything. Like, chill for a second.
But the way people are right now, if you zoom in on the picture and you look at the left hand side, you'll see a symbol that says
who's going to win. Slightly here, you know,
that's a symbol. George is speaking to us. We know who's going to die.
It's just it's just so funny to see how people are so serious about it. And like, I mean, I'm glad.
I pissed a lot of people off at work because they were like, What do you think is going to happen? I was like, I think it's going to end like completely normal, because everybody's sitting around here arguing about how it's going to end, and it's just going to end with Daenerys and Jon being
sitting
like
on the throne.
Yeah, just a completely normal ending. Everybody would be so pissed. That's why. But that's, you know, just because of all the theories, and the Bran's the Night King, and Bran's the time traveler, and people are like, it's going to end in a circle. I'm like, whoa, time out, folks.
Pump the brakes.
Time out.
Let's everybody chill for a second. Breathe through it.
It's so crazy, like, all the theories and all the stuff. Like, ooh.
Well, the thing is what I want to caution people on right now, and that's, if you're enjoying the show, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Do you love those characters? Yeah. Yes. Do you know that at any given point in time they could die? Yes. Do you know they could probably at any given point in time have sex with each other? Yes. But don't let this end like Sopranos.
Oh, God.
Okay? Worst, you know, fuck. Either the best or the worst ending ever, depending on who you talk to.
Right.
And if anybody else knows, everybody who's seen it knows, and it's been long enough, so I'm going to set the spoiler out there.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
1998.
They're having dinner in a diner in New York or Jersey, wherever the hell they're at, and nothing happens. It just goes to a dark screen. It builds and it builds and it builds to nothing. And some people say that that's one of the best endings ever, because we never, you know, that's how Tony lives. At any point in time, something could happen to him and he doesn't know it. But at the same time, this is a show. Enjoy the show, accept the creative ending, and walk away. There's going to be plenty of spinoff stories.
Yeah, there is. So many. It was funny because me and a coworker were talking about endings, and we started bouncing off endings like Sopranos. We started bouncing off endings. We were like, so many shows end so terribly, but I don't think this one, unless it did something like that, I don't think it could end badly.
I think that it'll end a certain way, and there's always going to be teams. You're either Team Targaryen, you're Team Stark, or, yeah, you know, or I'm sorry, not Team House. I'll stick with the lore for you off. Nerds. I love you. But the thing is you have to realize that this is a show. It's for fun. I want y'all to sit back, enjoy it, watch some people do some dying, you know, watch some magic happen, see some dragons, you know. And congratulations. Not only did you do the nerdiest thing ever, but you've also basically joined a giant D&D game for the past 10 years. Okay?
Well put.
What level is John now? Like level 30?
He's got to be like a level 30 paladin or something like that, or knight, whatever.
It's funny because we're kind of just watching the first season again as background noise while we're handling our responsibilities as a parent. Got to get him started off right. But no, he received the sword from that guy, and I was like, John received the Valyrian sword. So 50 ridiculous.
Points of damage like, to any White Walker.
Yeah, and I gotta send you the link to these guys. They make funny videos out of games and stuff. They are so hilarious. But it was one where he came up to the NPC, non-playable character, and he's like, I will give you my grandfather's sword of blah blah blah. He explains the whole story about his grandfather's sword and how much it means to him, and then he takes it, and then it says damage minus 55, and then he's like, will you use that sword to save the princess or whatever? And he's like staring at him, and he looks at the sword, and he's staring at him, and he's like, and the blacksmith comes over and he goes, I'll give you 2 gold coins for that right now.
Yep. Off it went.
And the guy's like, my grandfather's sword. It's like how games work.
One of the other ones, I think I've seen those guys too. And probably. So one of them was, there was a girl who came in and she was like, congratulations, you've leveled up to level 18. Here's your new armor. And it was just like a chainmail brawl. And she was like, this is my armor. This is going to protect me from everything going on around here. And he's like, but it's a level 18. Yeah. Go forth and wear it. You are now not affected by lightning damage. And he was like, she's like, yeah, but I mean, my skin's fully exposed and it's raining outside right now. And no lightning's going to affect me, huh? But yeah, that also played into a lot of what was going on politically at the time, conversation-wise.
Makes sense. Yeah, I like those guys. They post nothing. They do a lot of video game spoofs and work spoofs, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're hilarious. But yeah, Game of Thrones, it's going to be crazy. And this week is there's a big battle. We're not going to give any spoilers, I guess, but there's a lot of people that are going to die. Has to be.
Hopefully not the good ones.
Look, we've had one episode where they show up in Winterfell.
Yep.
They talk a lot. Okay. And there's some moments where we see some people finally unite, and we see that the lines aren't so comfortable between, you know, certain family members. You know, look what you did. We trusted you. You're supposed to be here. What's up with that, right?
Right.
Episode 2, more people show up to Winterfell. A lot more talking. Somebody's kind of a badass already, so they make her an official badass. And somebody does something that nobody saw coming, but somebody was definitely coming. Kidding. Bad joke.
That whole time I was just like, switch scenes, switch scenes, switch scenes.
So, yeah, okay. If anybody's seen it, by the way, it's been a week. If you haven't watched it by now and it's been Wednesday, you need to go ahead and watch it. But Arya has sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
10 years, she's finally having sex.
People were so pissed off and like thinking it was child porn. I was like, not on HBO, Jesus Christ.
Okay, and so here, okay, let's, for 5 seconds, let's pretend some things are, you know, that this is fiction, okay? And let's pretend that somebody who was 12 years old is now 10 years later, because somebody, she's actually 22 in real life, okay? That's been settled.
Sure.
Two, she's a killer, like the most cutthroat, badass assassin in the entire land that they're in. The assassin of the faceless man. She killed the waif. She killed the gray guy or whatever his name was. And she's just a murderer. And we're complaining about the fact that she got laid.
Right.
Yep.
What's the problem?
Yeah, when she was a little, in this first season, she kills a little boy with needle on accident. It was like, that's way worse than having sex.
Well, you know, the thing was, I thought about it too. It was like, initially when I was watching, I was like, they're going to change the scene, right? Like, they're not going to show this. Like, there's going to be a tasteful transition to something else.
Yep.
No, they were like, you know, full-on side boob.
Here's some booty.
And she says the most realistic thing I think I've ever heard in a conversation between a man and a woman on a TV show. And she's like, you can take off your own pants. I'm not doing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So funny.
I'm not the red lady.
Yeah, I'm not the red sorceress, whatever her name is. And
then Massey Williams, who plays Arya, got on Twitter and was like, just so all y'all know, my mom and dad and cousins have watched this.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, it's
good on you, girl.
Well, she said it too. Like, initially when she read it, like, the girl who plays Sansa Stark called her and was like, did you read the script yet? And she's like, I mean, I just got it. Like, I'm starting it right now. And she goes, screw the rest of the story. Just go right to this page and look at this paragraph. And so she sees what's going on. And she was like, this is a gag, right? Like, because apparently another thing that goes on in Game of Thrones is people are known for playing pranks on each other. They'll switch out scripts. They'll kill somebody and tell them that they're getting killed whenever that's not even in the script at all, like other things. That's the one they got Jon Snow with.
I watched that.
Kit Harington.
Interview was so funny. He's like, after it was over, I didn't get the meeting that says, hey, you're going home. Here's your plane ticket.
Yeah. And so he was like, confused. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, what's going on? They're like, see you next year. And he's like, wait, but I was stabbed multiple times. And
they're just like, no, they were just messing with you. And then Peter Dinklage is like, I think his funny one, they were talking, I think he was talking to Conan or somebody like that, and they're like, apparently y'all like to play pranks on the set. And he was like, yes. And he's like, what's yours? He goes, I like to pretend like I'm dead, like sticking out of my trailer. So he'll have like the door open and he'll have just like his, you know, little person legs hanging out.
Oh my God.
And then like somebody have to come check on him, and then he's just messing with him and scares him and runs off. Like, it's probably one of the funniest things too.
That's frightening. Yeah, I'd be save him.
Yeah, what would you do if you walked up and like one of your biggest stars on the show is dead? You're like, uh-oh.
He's hard to recast too, because he's got a little smaller stature about himself.
And he's a great actor.
Oh, he's one of the best. And I laugh because I first got my taste of him from Nip Tuck.
Yes.
When he played and I hated him so much on Nip Tuck because he was a villain. And he was banging the dude's wife. And I was like, God, I fucking hate you. But
If I come home and Peter Dinklage is begging my wife, I'm going to laugh. Yeah. And I'm going to be like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm really laughing at the moment.
It's like, oh, this really happened.
My first real taste of Peter Dinklage, like, I'd seen him in other things, but he played in The Baxter as the wedding planner.
Oh, yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
And there's a part where he was like, all right, let's talk about the cuisine. And he's like, Baja cuisine. And he's like, Baja cuisine. What's that? He's like, beer-battered fish. Moving on. Like,
he's been, because he was an elf. I forgot that he was an elf. And Will Ferrell keeps calling him an elf, and he's like, I'm not a fucking elf.
Well, you know, the funny thing is they talked a lot to him, and he said he talked a lot about being a serious actor and being taken seriously, and Game of Thrones giving him the opportunity to really show his acting chops. And a little sour there. Yeah. Huh? That one kind of got you.
My cheeks hurt.
And so he said that, you know, unfortunately, there's always this history of, like, let's make him the midget wrestler or, you know, things like that. And he just wasn't going to do that.
Did you see that he didn't want to do the part on Thor? Or not Thor, sorry. Infinity War. Because he thought it was a dwarf. And then they were like, no, you're going to be giant.
Dwarves are giant in this.
Yep. And he was like, I'll do it. Yeah, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is, like, he talks about, like, as an actor trying to be serious and then having the issues that he has to deal with being smaller than everybody else and then, like, sleeping on his friends' couches and just living that life and not taking just anything they would throw him. He was like, that was pretty hard existence. And, you know, so I give him props. Peter Dinklage, thank you, sir. Yeah. I really think you've done a number on everybody with your acting and capabilities.
Well, it's crazy. He was in that X-Men movie playing someone that I knew quite well, that character. I've been reading him for years. He was in the cartoons, everything. He was the designer of the Sentinels.
But he was never short in the, in the comics.
Didn't even faze me.
Didn't even change the thing. Like, he played it well.
Watched it and enjoyed it. And I was like, when I read it, I was like, that's kind of weird. And then watched the movie, I was like, that was great.
He also did a Chris Rock movie where he was Chris Rock's dead dad's secret lover. Yeah, and they had to bring up the fact that he was a small person.
Oh, my God. I may have to rent that or buy it. No, I'm not going to buy it. I have a notorious for buying shitty movies that I don't need.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny one.
It's pretty easy online, too.
Would you look it up his IMDb there, Chris?
Yeah, I was looking. I see Peter. When did that movie come out?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, does there one that says yesterday?
go all the way down. What's his first movie? Let's just play. Let's play the IMDb.
First movie was Shadows and Fog.
Yep, fucking sucks. What's next?
1991.
1921?
1991. Next one is Living in Oblivion.
Nope, hate it. Fucking terrible.
The state's 43rd annual All-Star Halloween special.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good.
He's in a movie called Bullet, but he's an uncredited hotel manager.
That's actually the next one up there. It's Bullet.
No, I'm saying that's what I read. I didn't know that off the top of my head.
What's next? Get to the first one that we recognize.
Oz, the TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Who was he in Oz?
Murder Victim.
I'm going to watch that just for him now. How far is Nip Tuck up there? 90... Should have been 2000. Yeah, 2008.
You know what's even funnier to me is like Oz was that show when you were a kid that you probably shouldn't have been watching when you were a kid.
No.
It's like, what are they going to do that guy? Oh, in the shower.
Oz an HBO movie?
It was one of the. It was actually a series. Whenever they were talking about, actually, I watched this. They were talking about HBO was doing Strictly movies, and I remember when HBO was Strictly
porn.
No, it was just bad. Like they had just movies that were coming out.
Yep.
I remember back in the day when you had to pay per view by calling in. You couldn't do it through the system. You had to call pay per view, tell them I want this signal sent at this time, and they'll send it through your TV.
Nope.
And I remember the first movie I watched was at my uncle's house, Uncle William, if you're ever listening, which I doubt. was Cliffhanger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They had like, hey, come over at 8:30, we're going to watch Cliffhanger at our place. And it's like, we're going to pay-per-view it. It was like a big deal.
Yeah, all right.
But no, and HBO was the first real like network that was A, commercial-free, B, private pay, and C, came out with their own series that they paid for themselves. So you weren't going to get any crappy commercials during your show. You were going to actually get, you know, 55 minutes plus 5 minutes of credits
of whatever
you were going to actually watch.
You got me so depressed now thinking about that opening scene in Cliffhanger where he's holding on to that guy's hand. And he's like, no! And it starts off with that horrible death.
That was actually the very first Radar movie I ever saw.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger has touched us all, apparently.
In some ways. Thank Stallone. And it wasn't the Italian Stallion, thank God.
What sucks about those movies when you're growing up and those things, when you see them, it's not PTSD. It's kind of because you hold, like, I can remember that scene.
Yes.
I shouldn't.
It's traumatic
that.
To you.
The Game of Thrones, I'm like, whatever. You know, I see somebody get their head cut off. But I remember that. And you remember, like, Freddy Krueger. I remember the first time I saw Freddy Krueger, frightened as hell. Now, when I watch that same movie, it's not even, it's laughable bad.
For me, when I was a kid, my brother had a Freddy Krueger claw. Okay. We shared a room.
Oh.
And we had a bunk bed.
Yep.
Now, the older brother always gets the top bunk bed, right?
And oh, God.
So my brother, being the ass that he is, said, you know what? You can have the top bunk.
Oh.
Oh, it'll be great. You'll love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yay, Tommy. I get to be on the top bunk.
So happy.
Only so he could torture me with the claw at night while I'm sleeping. Okay.
Just like coming up through the...
Just coming up and like messing with me the entire time. Brothers, what can you do without them? And the best part was like years later when I was in probably middle school or something like that, or early middle school, my brother was like, let's watch Freddy Krueger. I'm like, no, that's scary, so scary. He's like, no, it's funny. And if you ever watch Freddy Krueger Dream Warriors, that is the most hysterical comedy
it's terrible
ever made in horror films.
it's all terrible. Like, this was frightening back then. I was watching Freddy versus Jason's on HBO right now, and I watched like 5 minutes of it. I was like, oh my God.
It's on Netflix, it terrible. Too. It's hysterical. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, I was like, it's not even worth talking about.
Some of it was actually funny, though. Like, they're fighting each other. Like, the things that Freddy says to Jason are hysterical. Yeah.
It's like, man, if they would have made that a serious movie, it might have been a little better, but...
My dream powers aren't strong enough. I can't touch them yet.
Sounds like bad lines from a video game.
Right.
It's it like, was. Yeah, it should have.
Speaking of video games, Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, we talked about it last time, and it is here. Mortal Kombat 11.
I got mine yesterday. I'm about halfway through the story. Here's what I don't like about the story.
Uh-oh.
When you're going through the story, what is the one thing you look forward to doing inside of any Mortal Kombat game?
playing with your own character, and then in the story you can't.
Fatalities.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You can't do the fatalities in the story mode. You have to go outside of it and go do a tower or something like that, and go gain points. And...
Isn't that how they usually are, though?
Yeah. So, okay. Initially, whenever, you know, they have these clan things where you can do online, you can fight the servers. I mean, I've been on the servers. Yeah. They never really hold up as long as you want them to. Like, you'll fight somebody, and then you'll move on to the next person to fight, and then it'll be the same person you just fought because there's not that many people on them.
I like the stories, but the fights get boring, like you said. And then you're forced to fight with somebody you don't even... It's like all of a sudden I'm Sonya fighting somebody. I'm like...
And I see what they were doing. Yeah, I see what they were doing, and I'm cool with that. I'm fine with doing that.
Yeah.
It's a short period of time anyways. It's only like maybe 8 hours of gameplay. It's not a lot. But they are not doing so hot right now with the people who are playing it.
The microtransactions.
Microtransactions.
Our buddies at Controllers and Keyboards are experts on this. Microtransactions, and you can buy coins and buy all your gear for your Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
Look, I'll tell you what. You can start giving me microtransactions when you start giving me something for free. Okay?
Yeah.
If I'm not paying for anything, and you're like, look, we'll give you this for free, but you're going to need to go pay $3 for this or $5 for that. Ugh. I will give you that up until $60.
There you go.
After that, I've bought the game. Okay, that's my opinion of things. It works well for the mobile platform. It's going to be a long, ongoing thing. People are going to continue to play it. You can add on to it and things like that. Good for you. I like what you're doing there. It doesn't apply to stories.
Shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
No.
And I'm getting real tired of you telling me to pay you $35 for a game to get the skin to get my character to look like something else.
Yeah.
All right. I'm tired of it.
That's exactly what it is. Or it's like, oh, you can't unlock. So apparently there are brutalities that you can unlock.
Yes.
Stuff like that. And people are just like, I just want the fucking game.
So I learned from my experiences with Mortal Kombat X, and I just went and bought the $99 one. Because that's going to give you every character over the time, and you've paid for your bundles, and you're done. Because that's about what it masses out to.
If you pay $100, you should have everything unlocked. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
So, last Mortal Kombat X, which I played the hell out of, and I still play to this day. Yeah. I did play a bunch of times through getting it whenever they came out with Predator,
Alien,
Leatherface, Alien.
That was funny.
Like, that was great. I had a good time doing that one. Triborg, that was awesome.
Oh yeah, it was a Cyrax, Sektor, and Sub-Zero.
So you could just, instead of the combat styles, you could pick whichever character you wanted to go into.
Yep.
Loved it. Played the game, played the story. It was mediocre. I don't really love Shinnok. He's never been a favorite of mine. But this game, with the way you have to earn things to get into the crypt and go buy things again, I'm like, look, dude, I paid for the game. I paid $100. All right, I know I'm going to get... Because I think the math worked out last time that if you bought all the stuff you were going to buy with the $99 game, it'd be like $120.
So you save $20.
You save $20. So I just went ahead and did that, and that's what I've decided to do. And to each their own, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you... I'm talking to NetherRealm whenever I'm saying this. Do not microtransaction your way through this. Yeah. Star Wars has already... Battlefront has explained to you, don't do it. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And now you have EA coming out like, hey, here's the deal. We're going to give you Star Wars. We're going to give you a story. You're going to be able to be a Jedi and no transactions to buy it.
And it's not a multiplayer game at all?
It isn't?
Uh-uh.
Good.
It's like, hallelujah! It's not Fortnite. I will not get killed online.
Well, I mean, I don't know where the stories are going. Why are stories going away?
Yeah, I know.
Why are you just giving us generic battling? Like, I know the Battle Royale is a cool thing. Okay, it worked out for some.
Yeah, I actually Googled yesterday. I was like, what's the best turn-based RPG on PlayStation 4? Looking for one. Not that many.
There aren't. There's not. Like,
where's all this stuff going? You're right. No, there's not much story left. They killed it, Chris. It's people like you.
It's the attention spans.
I don't think you did anything, Chris. What games do you like? Do you like multiplayer? Do you play a lot of multiplayer?
Multiplayer, not really. In the past, you know, Call of Duty was awesome. Back in the day, you know, Modern Warfare 2, but pretty much after Black Ops, I just, it died.
It's hard to keep up with yearly-ass shooters like that. It's like every year you got to retrain yourself.
Yep.
Start over, retrain.
Well, the last one that I played majorly was I played Division 2, which I think was much more well-balanced than Division 1.
Yeah.
I think Division 2 was the game we should have got the first time with Division. And they've admitted that.
That's what we should have done the first time.
Yeah, you know, you got all these cool gadgets that can do these things better. It's much more fluid. It moves a lot better.
Bag of dicks.
The other one that comes through is I played Wildlands. Ghost Recon got Wildlands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had...
Is that the one where you could fight the Predator on there for a little while?
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to do that so bad. But I was like, oh, I got to buy the game and that.
He was so tough.
That would have been fun.
I had four of my good friends that I had in college who were playing it, and they were like, hey, you get to fight the Predator. Like, come do this now. Yeah. And I'm like, yes. It was not easy. I'm glad we got to do it.
It's pretty cool.
And then you get the Predator armor. Like, it looks like like a helmet that's like tactical helmet that's Predator-esque, and, you know, body armor that goes with it.
Well, I missed out.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, now that you've converted
to PlayStation,
look at you. All they needed to do was put Spider-Man on it, and they sucked you right in.
Also, you have no idea how pissed that made me. I was like, really? What the fuck? That they weren't going to have it on both? I'm like, that's some shady-ass shit there, Marvel.
Way to go, Sony.
Nope.
That's Sony. That's not Marvel.
They did it. Well, Marvel let whoever that... Oh, who is it? Gosh, I know the publisher. Can't think of... They did something... But the game they did before Spider-Man was awesome, too, and I can't remember what it was.
Mm.
But good. I'm glad. Now I love my PlayStation, and now when my Xbox Live expires, I'm just going to be like, paperweight.
Yeah. Xbox, you got to figure something out.
But
you
games
know,
with gold.
The guy who started Cthulhu Anonymous, Travis Mathis... is a diehard Spider-Man fan. You'd like him a lot.
Yeah.
You've talked to him a couple of times, actually. And his son just lives off of Spider-Man. Like, his moral code is driven by Spider-Man.
I understand that.
And he was like, man, I just wish I could get a PlayStation for my kid so that I could get him to play Spider-Man. It just sucks that it's not on Xbox, because they were Xbox users.
Yeah.
So I kind of snuck around on the back end of it, and I talked to all the admins and the moderators from Cthulhu Anonymous, and we put together the, you know, $500 that it would take to get them a PlayStation and the game. And I went to GameStop, and I got it, and I sent it to him.
Now,
damn! I told his awesome. Wife. Huh?
So that's awesome.
Yeah, I told his wife. I said, I said, look, when this box arrives, I need you to have the camera out and filming. Okay, I said, I can't tell you what's in it.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, whatever. Because, you know, we had sent things back and forth to each other, no issue. And usually it's like stickers from the group or something like that, or merch stuff. And sure enough, I got it on video, and I'll probably show it to y'all. And actually, we might attach it to this somehow.
It didn't go to the internet?
It went to the Cthulhu Anonymous group, and so that they could all see it. But we didn't put it out to the internet. I think it probably would have done well. And he opens it up. He's like, I don't know what it is. And on the top of the box, I had written from your favorite Facebook group, your admins and mods.
Yeah.
And so he opens it up, and it's just this plain blue box that says GameStop. Nothing on it.
That's awesome.
And he opens it up, and he just like this deadpan into the camera, and he just goes, are you serious right now? And she's like, what? What is it? Like, what is it? Like, it was like the moment in Seven when he opens the box and the head's in the box. And he pops out the PlayStation 4 video game, and it says Spider-Man across it. And you just hear his daughter go, Jude! Because that's their kid's name, Jude. Yeah. Get out of here now! And he was like, they sent us a PlayStation. His wife starts bawling. It was probably one of the best moments of my life to actually get to do that for somebody.
Hell yeah.
But his son played Spider-Man all the time. They broke two remotes playing Spider-Man. Just freaking throwing those whips everywhere and doing things.
Yep. I can see that. The game's very button mashy. all games are button mashy.
Aren't they all? I mean, the thing is, I played Mortal Kombat 11, and they've got the new training with it.
Yeah.
Where it shows you how to do the combos and like streamline your combos and make them faster. Some of them are still damn near impossible to do. Yep.
It's all about timing, and it's like, that's where I always fucked up. Like, I can remember the pattern, XXYX, you know, XXY triangle circle. I can remember that.
Yeah.
But it's getting that XX... Wait, circle, triangle, triangle, circle. That's where I fuck up.
There's one where it's like forward, back, square, and then it's R1, and then you have to find your timing for that one, and then press like forward, X, circle. Like, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I get it. I know how to do it. I just can't do it.
Yeah, no. That's, and then not only that, you have to memorize that, and then when someone's when you're fighting someone and then you see the opening, you're fighting them and you see they do something wrong, you have to pop up in there and do that.
Yeah, and make sure you're doing that right. It's and like, then there's ways to break guards now and stuff like that too. I mean, the thing is one of the higher complaints about the competitive level was the fact that like Street Fighter was much more competitive and like, you know, more fluid for the competitive leagues. But the other problem that was is that Mortal Kombat never was quite that fluid, and people weren't struggling with that. And so, unless because you could really just back somebody into a corner and beat the brakes off of them and be done. But they've gotten it better. They've made it more fluid.
Yeah, I haven't got to try it. Like, I'm excited about it.
When do you think you're going to try it?
I don't know, because I can't really. Well, I can't buy it. There's no point right now.
Here's the funniest thing about having children.
Yep.
And I asked a buddy of mine about this years ago. I said, you know, because his kid is now 14 or 15. Whenever we were in college, she was born. And I said, you know, what's it like having a teenager? And he goes, look, it's the most amazing and stressful thing you've ever dealt with. He's like, I love my daughter to death. He's like, but you never stop to buy something without first going, do they need anything? And he's like, okay, now I can buy that video game.
It's a bit of that. And it's a bit of, like, I bought... PlayStation has a lot of sales, as you know, and I buy a shit ton of video games. Like, I'm going to buy Origins. It's $14 right now for the gold edition.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to buy that. Nice. Even though I might not get to play it, I'm going to buy it. So what happens is I've got a backlog right now pretty heavy.
Like
12, 13 games that I really want to play. But when I'll get home, I'm like, I'm going to play that, which I'm allowed to. It's not like I can't. But what happens is... he's sitting there and he looks all cute. And then I'm like, well, let's play tag or something. And I'll play with him. We'll chase each other. And we're crawling around. And then I'm like, oh, it's already your bedtime. And then it's like, this is way better than playing this game.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it. But I hope that once he gets, when he gets old enough to watch, I think he's going to want to watch me play.
Yeah.
And then he's going to study me. And then he's going to be like, can I play? And I'll get it to him. And then I'll watch him play.
Well, you know, that's another, I mean, I think it's phenomenal. And I look forward to it. Aubrey and I are going to wait about 2 more years.
Yeah.
We're going to wait a year, and then we'll talk about starting to try.
All right.
And God willing, that'll be a lot of fun. Your kid's going to be like a year older. Hopefully, you know, your kid can push my kid over, and he'll toughen up a bit. one of the things that I did do recently was for like $10, I got to go play Castlevania Lords of Shadows 2. It's backwards compatible right now on Xbox Gold. I never got to play that one. So I'm playing it right now, and I'm realizing how far we've come in video games since then.
That's a side-scroller, right? Just whip?
It's not a side-scroller. This one is a 3D one that they did. It was Lords of Shadow.
Yep.
That's where you get the backstory on how he became Dracula. Yep. Gabriel Belmont.
Kind of looks like a God of War type gameplay.
Yes. Yep. Yes, but in a 3D environment. That's like, you know, it's not as withdrawn. It's more over the shoulder.
Didn't Patrick Stewart do a voiceover in that game?
He did, actually. He very much did.
Damn, Chris, know a lot about stuff.
I didn't play the games either.
Jeez, so
they
smart.
They also had the guy from Trainspotting do the voice of Gabriel Belmont or Dracula, the crazy guy. But it's a fun game. I think that the other backwards compatibility stuff is really good too, which is what's bringing us to another topic is. The next Xbox and the next
PlayStation
have already announced information.
Yep.
And PlayStation is now planning to go $500. Did you hear about that?
But that's what I paid for this one pretty much. I think it was $499. PlayStation Pro, terabyte hard drive, and the Spider-Man game came with it.
Spider-Man Special Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man was, which by the way, the Spider-Man PS4. Did you get the DLCs on that?
Yep.
Yeah, I did too.
Came with it.
Which ones did you do?
I am still, I'm on the second one halfway through.
The Black Cat stuff?
Yeah, I'm mad because to unlock the suits, you have to beat it completely, and I'm stuck on those stupid, whatever the girl, Dazzler, not Dazzler, what's that bitch's name? I don't know, her little side missions where it's so hard and you gotta do the spots for the selfies and stuff. I'm stuck there.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name right now, but...
I don't ever want somebody incorporating... selfies into my video game.
It's just like, I don't like when you're required to do side missions that are dumb. And all those side missions in Spider-Man, most there are a lot of them that are hard, like the drones and all that.
Yeah, like, I 100%ed it.
Yeah,
but it was a lot of work and a lot of frustration.
Yep.
I almost threw a remote through a TV for the first time since I was 8. And by the way, TVs not as tough as they used to be.
Nope. Don't throw. Yeah, don't hit it. But no, I want to. So I'm halfway through the second one. I'm gonna finish it. But have you started the DLC at all?
On which one?
Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, I've gotten through them.
Nice.
I just was. I mean, it was there was such a void there for a while that I was like, I could just focus on this. This is gonna be easy for me to pay attention to.
Yep.
Currently consumed by Mortal Kombat, which will last me very little time.
I want that Days Gone game that comes out Friday.
That yeah, so I'm concerned badass. About that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, that's the zombie one with the guys running from the zombies.
Same, yeah, same.
You got
same
90s. I don't know, you hate zombie stuff.
No, it's the same concept as Resident Evil, every other game.
No, what'd you think of Resident Evil Reboot? The one they did, they completely remastered.
Haven't got it yet. No? But I love watching the clips. I'm like, oh my God.
You want to hear something really sad?
What's that?
I bought it, didn't touch it.
Whoa, see?
Damn.
That's how many children I don't have. I bought it, didn't touch it.
Yeah, nope. That's why I'm trying to be I'm trying to step back and be cautious for that. Because I've done that a million times.
Yeah?
Yep, don't worry. I'm like, woo.
Well, Resident Evil 5 for me was finally the one where you're running and gunning. And my favorite part of that was my buddy of mine and I, we co-oped that thing together from our houses. And we would just beat it over and over and over again. And not only that, but every perk you got.
Yep.
Infinite handgun, infinite machine gun, infinite shotgun. Like once you got infinite shotgun and infinite rocket launchers, it just became stupid funny. Yeah. And it was like beat the game in under 5 hours. It's like shit with infinite rocket I can do it in fucking 3 hours.
Yep.
And we did. And we got every little bulb thing you can get, like the little things you go into the store and you put the coin in and the little toy comes out. We got all the little statues. We got every perk you could get over like just hours upon hours upon hours.
You talking about 5 or 6?
5. Resident Evil 5, the African one.
Oh, yeah.
That was Chris Redfield and the chick.
Reva. Sheva.
Yep, Sheva. I always called her Sheva, damn it. He'd like boost her up there whenever. He'd be like, Shot, I need your help, quick, come here. Yeah. Throw her up there.
This is not as annoying as Claire.
Leon, help. Yeah, that was annoying. You had to go snipe everything and keep her from getting taken.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 4.
That was 4. Everybody loves 4.
4 was great.
4 was the best box that you could like load your weapons in. Like it became about managing your box. And then you would be like, oh, hell, I got 3 greens. I got to combine them to make 1 spray. And then I got to have space to put 2 more to back us up. That was what everybody loved about that one.
Just thinking about Resident Evil. Yeah, I want to get the PSVR too for some reason. I just want to play some VR games.
So a buddy of mine and I, I played that game at my apartment and I was like, I got like my wife kept getting dizzy from watching me swing around on it. That last Resident Evil. But then I played it and I liked it, but I went to a buddy's house who is a sound engineer.
Yeah.
And he has like 9 speakers, those high quality speakers around his entire theater room.
Okay.
And he projected it onto his, 100-inch screen. Damn. With a 4K projector.
Oh shit.
It's the coolest media room I've ever been in. And not only that, but that game was so underrated on sound alone.
Yeah.
Because the way he had it engineered perfectly, like you could hear, it sounded like a loud scream from behind you. It sounded like those footsteps were walking down the hallway right next to you. And I think that was really what was underrated about the game that got undersold, that people didn't have the sound system to accompany for the work that had been put into it.
Yeah, you had to have those high headphones or play it, like you said, with the nice speakers.
Yeah, and I did it with the headphone. I have those Turtle Bay ones with the VSSR sound, or whatever they call it.
Yep.
That's pretty dope.
Those are nice. They're as good as a surround sound on some levels.
They are. Actually, when we were playing through Division, I could hear people circling right or circling left, and I was like, okay, this is actually kind of wild. I never had done that one before.
So we're going to end tonight.
Oh, shoot. Have we been talking too long?
No, you're fine. We're going to end tonight on a major question, though, Chris. You want to start with you, Chris?
What's that?
You can only watch the last episode of Game of Thrones or Endgame. You can never know about the other one. So no one can ever tell you. What would it be?
Last episode of Game of Thrones or Endgame?
Yep.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's actually really hard, but honestly, I have to go Endgame.
So you would Endgame's the one you'd watch?
Yep.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
Oh, I never know the ending of Game of Thrones. Woo!
That'd be tough, but
yeah, you I don't can. Know. It's one of the hardest questions ever. I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, and I feel like I would probably go Game of Thrones only because after Endgame, whatever happens after it, I think I could put the pieces together. Probably wouldn't be able to, but I feel like I could. I could like see what happened. It's like Okay, well, Captain America's not in anymore, so I assume he died.
I think for me...
Still though, I'm right. You're right, Chris. I don't know, man. I'm going to cry during Endgame on Friday. I know that's happening, dude. It's going to be uncomfortable.
It's going to be awesome.
Caitlin's going to be like, get out of here.
Can I skip both of Game of Thrones and Endgame and just go Leap in the Hood?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do that.
What about you, Jason? Which one would you go for?
Probably Game of Thrones, like I said, because I feel like I could piece together Avengers. Probably can't, but I feel like I could.
Okay. I'm going to go opposite of both of you on this one. I want to see Endgame.
Yep.
Because I could probably go read the books, and since nobody could tell me.
Oh, that's true.
And if I could George finishes it. If he makes it.
That motherfucker finishes writing.
Somebody's got to write.
That is a very good point. We can wait for the books. Yeah, that dude. Yeah, he did say there's a chance. He's like, if I don't finish it, someone else will. That's what happened with Tolkien. I was like, he's like Chris Farley was like, oh, I want to live like John Belushi and die. And he's like, I want to live like Tolkien.
And die before I finish my work?
God. Yeah, but didn't like Tolkien's like son finish it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does George R. R. Martin have a son?
Oh, sorry.
Well, George R. R. Martin has also said that he told the producers 2 or 3 years ago how he had envisioned it ending because he knew his health wasn't great and he could die.
Crazy.
Which is funny, too, because if you go back and watch those, what's really funny to me is watching those producers. One of the parts that had me laughing the most was if you look at their hair.
Was it Wisen? D. Wisen?
You know, they always do that after the Game of Thrones thing, and they'll always comment on, this is what we did in this episode, and this is why we felt like doing it, blah, 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 right? And they really go in depth on it. If you look at them from, like, when they initially started doing that to the time now, their hair has gotten progressively better. Like, it's always, like, tapered perfectly and shaved and parted right now. Originally, it was just two nerdy rich guys talking about Game of Thrones.
I wonder what their money situation is now.
Oh, I'm sure they're very, very rich.
I know it's D Wise. One of them's Y. DW is his initials. It's D and D. Both their names start with D.
And what are they producing now? They're doing something else.
That's a good question. I would like to know that. They're not working on the prequel.
No, they're not.
No one that had anything to do with this show is working on the prequel.
Yeah.
So it's good. You know, some fresh blood.
But I'm trying to remember what they're working on. They're working on like this, like from the people who brought you Game of Thrones. Like it's another big one coming out.
But I did read something that's not a spoiler. That's actually good news for everybody. Was that everybody thinks there's a 99% chance that George is waiting for this last episode to come out.
Thank you for that, Chris. I see what you're doing there. They're doing Confederate, and then they're also doing the Boba Fett guy. The new Star Wars live action series. They're doing
nice.
The Mandalorian.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're producing.
And damn, the guy with Jon Favreau, huh?
With Jon Favreau, he's going to be part of it. And then who is the guy? Oh, yeah, it's the guy from Game of Thrones. The Viper is going to play the Mandalorian.
You raped her. You murdered her.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy's name.
He's really cool. But no, people are saying that this last episode is going to come out and the show's so hyped right now that the book might come out after the show's over, like the week or two after the show.
They need to do that.
Capitalize on his sales.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal.
Yes, he's going to be. So the funny thing is, too, is he talks about being in California and reading for Game of Thrones, and the people who were put him onto it was the girl who does. What's that show about the witches and everybody loves it? First season was about the
Charmed?
House. Not Charmed.
That is a show about witches that everybody loves. I do not love that show.
Dang, they're on FX.
FX.
Point is, she turned him on to doing the Game of Thrones things with the producers and stuff like that.
Nice.
And he was talking about, you know, getting onto his own series, but they were telling him that initially when they saw him, he was too baby-faced. And they were just like, you just don't look tough. Like, we're not going to put you in a tough role. And they were finally just like, grow facial hair. Like, stop shaving it.
And see what happens.
And see what happens. And they were like, oh, that's much better.
Okay, cool. God, that's funny.
All right, man. Well, thank y'all for having me on again.
No problem.
Yeah, definitely.
I have a feeling it won't be the last time.
Nah, never is.
So... we love you guys. Thank you, Michael. Enjoy this Nerd Out podcast. don't forget to check out Controllers and Keyboards, even though they don't post episodes anymore. So actually, don't check them out because they're dead.
Looking for those new episodes, man.
They're gone. So
I miss them.
That's why we covered video games. We beat you to the punch. What's up? Shit, what's that? Where you do that? What's that called? Where you like wince?
Flex.
Flex. Flex at you. We covered video games. Motherfucker. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.